He already had 100 acres of his own that he had bought and paid for himself right beside my granddaddy's and his farming. And then he turned around and bought property from his brothers and sisters until he had about 500 acres of land. And then he farmed all of that.
What's land used for now?
It's tree farming. It's all, after my father died, you see, well, they came through, they have some kind of deal that they'll set your farm out in trees and all. And you know, but then with mechanization, all of the farm equipment and everything, they didn't raise cotton in the hills anymore, and because they couldn't use the machinery up here and all. So they set it all out in pine trees. With pine trees?
Yeah.
No. I think you. I think my father paid, or my grandma, my mother paid. The state. I believe the state paid for part of that, and then you paid for part of it. I know the CCC people. Right. They are the guys that set them out. Oh, that's been long, long. Oh, yes, That's been, that was in, sometime in the 50s, I guess. Sometime in there. But my father died real young. He had a brain tumor. He didn't live long. And
how much education did your grandfather have?
Upshaw, my grandfather Upshaw, about fifth grade, something like that. Seals, S-E-A-L-E-S. And she was born and raised at Canaan too.
What about her parents?
They were from, I believe they were from the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
Did she have much education?
No.
Did she have any? Did she read?
Oh, yeah. She probably had about fifth, sixth grade education. She had a beautiful hand. She just wrote, her handwriting looked like script.
Mm-hmm.
And on her tombstone, they have, on her, the footstone, you know,
mm-hmm.
they have his signature in the stone. And then on hers, they have her signature.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, I can't write that way. She had a beautiful, beautiful handwriting.
Did you
know her? No. She died of childbirth with that 11th child, when the 11th child was born. And I never knew her.
Tell me about your husband. How old he is?
He's 48.
And
he was born in Bernice. Now, his father was a Primitive Baptist preacher, or is a Primitive Baptist preacher. And they have just lived all around. But it's been here, right around here. They've never lived in another state, for instance.
They lived outside this parish? Or?
No, I think they've stayed in Union Parish. But most of his childhood, he lived in Farmerville,
mm-hmm.
Louisiana. Now, his daddy was a state senator when he was a child. And he.
And also a preacher?
Also a Primitive Baptist preacher and state senator in... And he has fifth grade education. But you would never know it. See, he reads all the time. He's the type that reads encyclopedias,
uh-huh.
you know, for reading material and all. Or before he got blind. My husband's the same way. He gets up at 5:30 in the morning and reads till 7 o'clock every morning.
How far did your husband get in school?
Well, he has 85 hours from the University of Arkansas, plus, you know, his high school education.
Mm-hmm.